Greetings, friends, and welcome to this broadcast of Bible Studies. Ken Baird, your speaker. Today on the broadcast, we are going to conclude our studies of various ways of serving the Lord, and we're going to consider it as a family member. Can we serve the Lord as a family member? Yes, indeed we can. And we're going to go through the scriptures showing the family relationships when we're going to relate our earthly responsibilities to our earthly family, to our heavenly responsibilities, and to the spiritual family. There are two families. We're born into both. We're born first time naturally to our parents, but the second time we must be born into God's family by the power of the Holy Spirit when we place our implicit faith in the work of Christ on the cross, that he did all that was necessary to save us. Now, we're going to start with the earthly family, with the fathers, and I will say today that God created the family. And when you're serving your family, you're doing the will of God. God ordained it that way. Satan and his forces are attacking the family today. We don't want them to succeed, do we? Of course not. Now, we're going to start our earthly relationship with the husbands, and the husbands are told to love their wives. In Ephesians 5, verse 25, husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it. Now, do you think you can love your wife too much? Do you think you can compare with that? He gave his precious blood. He, for you and for me, he loved the church, and he gave himself for it. All right, and then Proverbs tells us, and remember this, please, that wife of yours is a gift from the Lord. Listen to what we read in the book of Proverbs. Whoso findeth a wife, findeth a good thing, and obtaineth favor of the Lord. And then also in chapter 19, verse 14, houses and riches are the inheritance of fathers. Yes, you can get your inheritance from your father, but listen, please. Listen, please. A good wife is from the Lord. He provides our wives. Now, the wives are told to submit themselves to their husband, and that won't be difficult when they see his love. We read in Ephesians chapter 5, right along with the other portion, verse 22, wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands as unto the Lord. The Lord is the standard for both of them. Did you notice that? They are as unto the Lord, and the husband is admonished to give himself to his wife, even as Christ loved the church and gave himself for it. Both the husband and the wife relate to the Lord. She submits to him as to the Lord. He loves his wife as Christ loved the church. How wonderful it is that we can consider these things in the earthly family. Now, fathers are not to provoke their children to wrath. We read this in Ephesians chapter 6 and 4. And we read also in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 1, these words, children, obey your parents in the Lord. He's behind all of this. For this is right, honor thy father and thy mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with thee, and thou mayest live long on the earth. Now, we're also encouraged in the Old Testament. They had a family life, too. And Solomon says in Proverbs 4 and verse 1, hear, ye children, the instruction of the father, and attend to know understanding. That's where it all starts. And then we also read about the godly mother and the praise that she deserves from the book of Proverbs. Her children, arise and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praiseth her. Don't forget to indeed honor the members of the family. All right, now the service to the members of the family. We have to go back to the Old Testament to get some of our illustrations. Jacob's children honor his request to bury him in the family tomb at Machpelah. He did not want to be buried in that heathen land of Egypt. He wanted to go home. Did they obey him? They did. A caravan of people went up to the land of Israel to perform and to honor Jacob's request. Now, Solomon's respect for his mother and for his mother and our mother as well, is seen in Proverbs 23 and 22. Hearken unto thy father that begat thee, and despise not thy mother when she is old. Now, I wonder if we realize what mothers mean to the family. Moses' mother, let's talk about Moses' mother. She had a son. And you remember Pharaoh was going to kill all the boy babies and keep the children of Israel from multiplying to the point where they were becoming a threat. And so he indeed, in chapter 33, this is the mother's, chapter 33 of Deuteronomy, verse 1, and there we read, of course, that he was a man of God. Moses was a man of God. Now, Timothy's mother, she brought him up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. Timothy's mother brought up Timothy, and it is said of Timothy that he was a man of God. And Samuel's mother brought up a son and called his name Samuel, and he served the Lord in the temple, and he is called a man of God. Now, the influence of a mother is tremendous in the raising of children. I heard Mr. A.P. Gibbs, a marvelous teacher of the Word of God and an author, too, for that matter, and he boasted, I was brought up at the knee of a loving mother and across the knee of a determined father. Well, they're both necessary, aren't they? The mother's love and the father's correction. Okay, now we have these members of our earthly family, and we consider them. And it's well that we do. God established the family, and we're serving the Lord when we serve our own family because he told us to do it. He's given us these instructions, and let us never forget what we owe our fathers and our mothers, and love the other members of the family as well. Now, let's talk about our spiritual family. We have a spiritual family. When you're born again, you're born into the family of God. Now, you're related, that there is a great similarity in spiritual relationships, in our earthly relationships, and the Bible makes much of it. Now, you and I, when we are born again, we are all of the same blood. Those in the heavenly family are all blood related, if I may put it that way. They have all been cleansed by the blood of Christ. We read in Revelation 1:5, that wonderful verse, unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood. Think of that. We're related by blood. Every child of God is related by blood. Now, we're related by blood in a natural way by the descendants of those that came before us. And we're not all descended from the same source. Well, we were originally. But the source has varied a lot with billions of people in the world. All right. Now, here we are. We have a relationship that is more precious than even the earthly family. We are related by blood, the precious blood of Christ. Now, I'll tell you something else. We have a common Father. Doesn't that make us a man? We all call the Father, Father. Doesn't that make us a family member? In God's family, into which we've been born, when we placed our faith in the work of the Lord Jesus Christ, we were born again. Now, we're going to read in Titus chapter 2, and we're going to see some of the spiritual responsibilities that arises in God's family. Now, listen, please. Chapter 2 of Titus and verse 1. But speak thou of the things which become sound doctrine, that aged men be sober, grave, temperate, sound in faith, in charity, in patience. In other words, they are to be examples. Now, this is God's family. But speak the things which become sound doctrine. This is the doctrine of the Scriptures. And he's talking about God's heavenly family. Now, the aged men are to be examples in that family. Now, in verse 3, we also read, the aged women likewise, that they be in behavior as become of holiness, not false accusers, not given to much wine, teachers of good things, that they may teach the younger women also to love their husbands, to love their wives, to be discreet, chaste, keepers at home, obedient to their own husbands, that the word of God be not blasphemed. Young men, exhort to be sober-minded. You see, the family is seen here together, showing in all things, showing thyself a pattern of good works in doctrine, showing uncorruptness, gravity, sincerity. So you see, we have earthly responsibilities. Now we have earthly relationships too. I think of that wonderful way which Paul calls Timothy and Titus his sons. Now they weren't his sons, naturally speaking. Of course not. But in the first chapter of 1 Timothy, he refers to himself as, in his introduction to Timothy. I think that I shall just read that and find out how he does say it. Unto Timothy, my own son in the faith, grace, mercy, and peace. My own son in the faith. He was like a son. Paul was like a father to Timothy. And there are sons in God's family. And Timothy calls them his sons. He calls Titus his son exactly in the same way. Now, Paul called Rufus' mother his mother in Romans 16 and 13. We read there, salute Rufus, chosen in the Lord, and his mother and mine. His mother and mine. Was she his earthly mother? No. But she treated him like a mother. He felt toward her like a mother. Salute Rufus and his mother and mine. Isn't that precious? And now we see other members of the family taken into account too. Of the spiritual family, I mean. Listen to what Paul says in Timothy chapter 5, verse 1. Rebuke not an elder, but entreat him as a father. And the younger men as brethren, the elder women as mothers, the younger as sisters, with all purity. Honor widows that are widows indeed. They're not our relatives, but they're widows, and we take care of them. But if any widow have children or nephews, let them learn first to show piety at home and to requite their parents, for this is good and acceptable in the Lord. Now, they took care of their widows. Indeed, they did. Now, these are the relationships that we have. Brothers and sisters. I'm calling you that. Brothers and sisters, you are that by the precious blood of Christ. Our Father, we do thank you in the name of the Lord Jesus for the scriptures and their beauty in the family relationships. Help us to serve our Lord in these areas. In Christ's name, giving thanks. Amen.